弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace with brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神，我们能够从今年的月初，能够进入到年尾。
We thank God that we passed from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
虽然疫情一直冲击着整个全世界，包括美国。
Even though the pandemic is with the whole world, including the United States.
但是我们礼拜天的聚会从来没有停止过。
But we never stopped our Sunday worship.
那是上帝的恩典。
This is God's grace.
所以我们要感谢上帝。
We want to thank God.
把我们从一个像比较紧张的中间，把我们带到现在可以因着圣诞节可以得到平静。
That God brought us from a very tense situation to the Christmas season where we can have some peace.
求神使用今天的聚会。
That may God use today's service.
我们简单的祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们把一切都交托给你。
Heavenly Father, we give everything into your hands.
你是昨日、今日到永远，这一直不改变的神。
You are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你向我们所存的慈爱是永远长存。
Your love for us is forever.
你向我们所行的，你向我们的信实也是长存。
That your faithfulness is forever.
感谢主。
We thank you.
使用一下的时间。
That you use the time below.
荣耀主你的圣名。
To glorify your holy name.
奉耶稣的名
，We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那今天我跟大家分享的信息是《路加福音》第二章第十节到第十一节。
Today's passage is from Luke chapter 2 verses 10 through 11.
那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里。”为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
愿神赐福听他话语的人。
May God give blessing to those who hear His words.
在一个圣诞节的早晨，有位牧师因为太累了，就睡着了。
One Christmas morning, because a pastor, he was so tired, he fell asleep.
那他就在书房里面就睡着。
He fell asleep in his study.
他就在梦中环顾自己的家里，奇怪，怎么壁炉里面的那个装饰的那个长袜子不见了。
In his dream, he saw his house, and when he looked at his fireplace, he saw the stocking was gone.
哎，怎么圣诞树、圣诞铃、圣诞灯都的装饰也不见了
？And there was no Christmas tree, no Christmas bells, no lights, and no decoration.
他走到大街上。
He went to the street.
那他也是看不到在教堂的最尖尖的那个间隔，就指向天上的间隔，找不到，看不到。
He did not see the church steeple.
那他回到书房里面。
He went back to his study.
但是每一本书都没有记载有关耶稣基督的事。
But the book concerning Jesus have all disappeared.
结果他在很纳闷的时候
，When he was in great amazement，
那个门就开铃响了。
His doorbell rang.
有个孩子请他去看望他那将断气可怜的母亲。
A boy asked him to visit his mother, who was at her last breath.
他急忙的就跟着那个啼哭的孩子赶着去。
He went with the crying boy.
他到了那里就坐下来。
And when he arrived, he sat down.
那就对那个孩子的母亲说：“我在这里有一点东西可以安慰你。”
He said to the mother, "I have something to comfort you."
那他打开圣经，要想找一句经文来安慰，竟然没有找到。
He opened his Bible to look for some verses of comfort, but he did not find any.
那他只是翻到马拉基书。
His Bible ended at Malachi.
哎，奇怪，就没有新约新书、新约福音书了。
There were no Gospels.
那他找不到有关盼望跟应许的话语。
He did not find any verses on hope and promise.
他只能够垂头丧气，跟他一同在痛苦的绝望中哭泣着。
He could only cry with her in despair.
两天之后，他站在这个母亲的棺材旁边。
Two days later, as he stood beside the casket,
他要主持那个葬礼。
He was officiating her funeral.
但是他还是找不到有可以安慰家属的那个悼词。
So he could not find any comforting words of eulogy.
也没有基督光照复活的字迹。
There were nothing about Christ's light shining.
也没有敞开天堂的那个话语。
And there were no words that hope that heaven will open up.
那只是看到经文里面讲的说，尘土归于尘土。
What he saw was ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
那是令人悲痛的永远的离别。
That was an eternal separation in despair.
这个时候，他终于明白了，耶稣基督没有来到世界上。
Then he realized that Jesus never came.
他就在那边大哭着。
And he wept bitterly.
就在那个悲哀的梦中痛哭起来。
He wept in his dream.
他突然就清醒。
He woke suddenly.
他就听到他教会的那个圣诞报佳音正在大教堂里面唱歌。
And he heard Christmas caroling in his church.
那他就激动的那个唱出赞美的诗歌来。
And he shouted with joy.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天为什么可以欢喜快乐？
Why are we happy and joyful today?
因为主耶稣基督已经来了。
Because Jesus already came.
让我们记得天使的宣告。
Let us remember the angel's proclamation.
就是不要惧怕，我报给你们一个大喜的信息。
Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy.
我报给你们一个大喜的信息，就是关乎万民的。
Which will be for all people.
那因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
他来是要光照被黑暗笼罩的大地。
He came to shine light on the world shrouded in darkness.
他来是要拯救已经受咒诅的世界。
He came to save a cursed world.
刚刚我们所读的经文是一个古老却是长新的故事。
The verse we just read, even though old and yet it was new.
两千年以前的某一个晚上，在以色列的伯利恒野地里，有牧羊的人。
2,000 years ago, in the wilderness of Bethlehem, there were shepherds.
那夜间按着更次看守羊群。
Watching their flocks by night.
有主的使者站在他们的旁边。
The angel of the Lord stood around them.
主的荣光就四面照着他们。
The glory of the Lord.Shown around them.
牧羊的人就惧怕。
The shepherds were afraid.
那天使对他们说。
The angel said to them.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
我报给你们大喜的信息。
For behold, I bring you good news
of great joy. 是关乎万民的。
Which will be for all people.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主。
For today in the city of David has been born for you a savior.
就是主基督。
Who is Christ the Lord.
这个对于被人们遗忘的牧羊人来说是一个从天而降的一个好消息。
These forgotten shepherds, to them it was great news from heaven.
是神给世人的一个大惊喜。
It is a great surprise from heaven.
在人类历史上是惊天动地的一个福音。
This is an earth-shattering good news.
为什么是说是大喜的信息呢？
Why is this the great news?
首先我们要问福音是什么。
First, I want to ask, what is the gospel?
简单的说是有福的声音。
It is the message of blessing.
有福的声音会带来安慰、平安跟盼望。
The message of blessing brings comfort, peace and hope.
是给人喜乐的一个消息。
It's a happy news.
消息是一个新闻。
News is experience is news.
那是一个已经发生的事。
It has already happened.
消息不是学说，也不是理论。
It is not speculation.
消息是经验，而且历史是一个事实的宣告。
News is experience and history.
那理论不会带给人喜乐。
Theory will not bring about joy.
只有好消息才能给人喜乐。
Only good news brings joy.
基督的福音为什么是好消息？
Why is the gospel of Jesus the
good news? 因为那是关乎万民的喜乐。
Because it is concerning all people.
不仅是在人类历史上已经发生的事。
Not only did it happen in human history,
而且是跟每一个人，包括现在、以后的人都有关的。
It had to do with all people in the past, now, and the future.
不论是你的肤色、种族跟性别
，regardless of your skin color, race or sex.
那不管是你的国籍、年龄跟职业
，nationality, age or profession.
这消息是为所有的人预备，包括你跟我。
This message is for all people, including you and I.
神是为了拯救世人。
God wants to save the world.
就道成肉身，成为人，来到这个我们的世界里。
That the world become flesh, to so that he could become a human.
圣诞节是纪念耶稣的生日。
Christmas is to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
是世人最爱的节日。
It is the most beloved holiday in the world.
也是一年中最热闹的季节。
And it is the most celebrated season.
虽然2020年是多灾多难的一年。
Even though 2020 has many disasters.
是一个紧紧张张的一年。
A year with anxiety.
是一个动荡不安的一年。
With much turmoil.
但是并没有影响人们对于圣诞节的欢庆。
But it did not affect the celebration of Christmas.
到处是圣诞装饰跟圣诞诗歌。
There were Christmas decorations and Christmas music everywhere.
但是我们不要忘了。
But we should not forget.
大喜的信息不是因为节日的热闹。
The great news is not due to the lively Christmas season.
那个节日欢喜，如果是只有一天
，If we only were happy on a particular day.
那不叫做大喜的信息。
It's not the great news.
如果欢喜那个欢喜之不节日，如果是为了某一些人，那个也不叫大喜的信息。
If the celebration is only for certain people, it's not the great news.
要不然，因为节日一过了就没有了。
And when the holiday is over, it's finished.
兴奋感跟快乐感就消失了。
The excitement and happiness will be gone.
想想看，如果基督的降生只是给人一时的狂欢
，Think about it. If the birth of Jesus only brings temporary happiness,
那个就没有什么意思。
It is meaningless.
那个不叫做大喜的信息。
It is not the great news.
那个叫做会吊人胃口的节日。
It is just for people to have a change of pace.
人到头来还是回到空虚、愁苦、不安的世界里。
At the end, it only brings vanity, sorrow, and unrest.
天使抱着那大喜的信息到底是什么意思？
What is the great news the angels proclaimed?
换句话说，真正带来喜乐的消息是什么？
In other words, what is the news that brings joy?
那保罗在这里说得很清楚，他说
Paul said very clearly,
我当日所领受又传给你们的
For I deliver to you as of first importance.
第一就是基督照圣经所说
What I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scripture.
为我们的罪死了
And that he was buried.
而且埋葬了
He was buried.
又照着圣经所说第三天复活了
And he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scripture.
这就是圣经所说的大喜的信息的内容
This is what the Bible refers to as the great news.
这个不是只有节日而喜乐。
This we are not only happy because of the holiday season.
这个福音就是好消息。
This gospel is the good news.
这个福音只包括了三方面。
This gospel has three parts.
他说第一呢，在这里讲到说，基督为我们的罪死了。
The first one, Jesus died for our sins.
在圣洁公到圣洁公义的神的眼中，世上没有一个完美的义人。
In the eyes of the righteous God, there's no perfect person.
圣经说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
The Bible said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
而罪的工价乃是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
如果圣经只告诉我们你们有罪，还有有罪的结局。
If the Bible only tells us that we are sin and the result of our sins,
那个不叫做福音，而是叫做祸因，叫做灾祸的因讯，就是。
It is not good news, but bad news.
但是感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
圣经不仅告诉我们有罪，还有罪的结局。
The Bible tells us we are sins, but the result of our sin.
而且告诉我们说，基督为我们的罪死了。
But that Christ died for our sins.
是主耶稣基督为我们该死的罪承担了。
Jesus bore the penalty that we deserved.
使我们可以免受永刑的痛苦。
So that we do not receive the eternal suffering.
这个就是天大的好消息。
This is the heavenly good news.
一对夫妇吵架，先生动手就太太报警。
That a couple would argue and fight, and then the wife would always call the husband, not the police.
后来夫妻双方都很懊悔。
And then both of them regretted it very much.
问题就是警察已经来过了。
But then the police already came.
而且已经记录过所有的事。
And had a record of everything.
从那次之后呢，先生不敢上班，太太紧紧张张的，晚上都睡不好。
And from that time on, the husband was hesitant to go to work, and the wife could not sleep well at night.
我跟师母设法去安慰他们。
And me and my wife went to comfort them.
我告诉他们说，在神面前悔改认罪很重要。
And I told them it's important to confess your sins before God and repent.
这样的话，收回的案比那个收回的案子更有意义。
And it is that will be more meaningful than to have this thing redo over.
对于他们来说，等待上法庭的日子实在很难受。
They were waiting to go to court, and it was really a hard time for wait.
那时间越久，他们真的是越受不了。
And they could not stand the time before they had to go to court.
他们说，只有跟我们一起祷告的时候，心里稍微有一点平静。
They said only as they were praying with us that they have some peace.
那可是过了几天，又打电话来说，我怎么办？还是紧紧张张，睡不好，请你为我们祷告。
After a few days, they said, We are still very tense and could not sleep well. Please pray for us.
直到有一天中午，太太很高兴地打电话来报告好消息。
Only one noon, the wife called and told us the good news.
她说他们到法庭听到法官判决没有事了。
And they went to court and the judge said everything is okay, nothing.
感谢神，那个是给他们的好消息。
That was the good news for them.
那对我们也是给我们那个好消息。
It was good news for us.
那我相信那个好消息对他们家来说是一个真的是重担脱落一样。
I believe that good news was really a burden lifted from their family.
但是主耶稣基督带给世人的是远远超过世上的这些好消息。
But what Jesus brought was far exceeded the good news that humans can bring.
在主前是就七百多年以前，耶稣降生之前。
About 700 years before the birth of Christ.
以赛亚先知就预言了耶稣基督降世跟世人的关系。
Isaiah prophesied the birth of Jesus to the human race.
他说：“因为主耶稣受的刑罚，我们得平安。
The chastening of our well-being fell upon him.”
因主耶稣基督所受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
By his scourging, we are healed.
这就是第一个圣经所说的大喜的信息。
This is the first good news the Bible tells us.
因为他为我们的罪而死。
Because he died for our sins.
第二个福音的好消息是因为他为了我们埋葬了。
The second good news of the gospel is that he was buried for us.
埋葬原文的意思是看不见，或者是遮盖的意思。
Buried.In the original language, is to become invisible or be covered.
当神赦免我们的时候，我们的罪就是被他的恩典遮盖了。
When God forgives our sins are covered by His grace.
被基督在十字架上所流的宝血遮盖了。
They were covered by the blood Jesus shed on the cross.
从今以后，神不再看我们的过去，我们的罪了。
From now on.God does not see our sins and our transgressions.
人的宽恕是不再报复。
Human forgiveness means we do not take revenge.
可是记恨的心可能仍然一直在。
But we still may have hatred in our hearts.
但是神的赦免是永远不再翻账了。
But God's forgiveness means it will never be brought up.
而且不会再翻案。
And it will not be brought up in the court.
那但是就像诗篇那个诗人所说的。
As the psalmist says,
他说东离西有多远
？As far as the east is from the west,
神叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远呐
？So far has he removed our transgressions from us?
拥有大权大势的大卫王还在世的时候
，David who had great power and authority when he was still alive.
他真真实实的经验到一件人生真正有福的事。
He personally experienced the most blessed thing in his life.
你知道他真正体验的真正的福是什么吗？
What is the true blessing that he experienced?
不是他的尊荣、成功、权势跟地位。
It was not his honor and success and his wealth.
也不是因为他的儿孙满堂。
It was not because he had many descendants.
而是因为他的罪得到赦免。
It was because his sins were forgiven.
所以他劝勉全国百姓，他说。
So he admonished the whole people, saying,
他说得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
弟兄姐妹，当你接受神的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when you receive God,
当你诚心悔改认罪的时候，
and when you truly repent,
你的一切罪都被赦免，一笔过效。
All your sins will be forgiven, all are written off.
罪的工价不再成为你人生的阴影。
The wages of sin will not be a shadow over you.
这就是福音。
Isn't this the gospel?
这就是对我们的好消息。
This is the great news.
因为他把我们所有的罪经埋葬了。
Because he buried all our sins.
他不再控告了。
He will not accuse us anymore.
第三个好消息是什么？
What is the third good news?
这里讲到说第三天他复活了。
Rose on the third day.
耶稣埋葬后的第三天一大早。
The third day, after Jesus was buried.
抹大拉的玛利亚跟几位妇人来到耶稣的坟墓。
Mary Magdalene and other women came to the tomb of Jesus.
有天使向他们宣告。
The angel said to them.
说他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。
He is not here, for he is risen, just as he said.
圣经记载这些妇女们大大的欢喜啊。
The Bible tells us the women rejoiced greatly.
就急忙地把复活的大好消息传开了。
And they spread the good news of the resurrection.
耶稣基督复活的复活，就像圣经里面所说的。
Jesus' resurrection is just like what the Bible says.
死亡被基督的得胜吞灭了。
Death is swallowed up in victory.
那基督从死里复活。
Jesus rose from the dead.
是一件让人喜乐的好消息。
It's a great joyous news.
因为基督的复活表示我们所有的罪债他已经替我们还清了。
Because Jesus' resurrection means he paid for all our sins.
从来就没有人跟其他的宗教有得胜死亡的宣告。
There has been another religion that proclaimed victory over sin.
唯独耶稣基督。
Only Jesus.
才能够给人死亡被征服的那个福音。
Can give us the good news of conquering death.
神不但叫基督从死里复活。
God not only raised Jesus from the dead.
他还告诉我们。
He also told us.
复活的主是永远活着的。
The resurrection Christ lives forever.
他是昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
基督的福音并不是只在2000年以前的历史事件而跟今天没有任何关系。
Christ's gospel is not just a 2000-year-old historical fact and has no value today.
死而复活的主今日坐在神的宝座的右边，也为信靠他的人代求。
The resurrected Lord sits at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding for his people.
要使他们在往天国的路上不至于失脚。
So that those who are walking the heavenly path will not go astray.
论到福音，保罗他见证说。
Speaking of the gospel, Paul,
福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信他的人。
The good news is the power of God to save all those who believe.
只要你接受他爱的呼召。
As long as you receive his call.
这个福音的好消息就是你的。
This good news of the gospel belongs to you.
大喜的信息正凸显了基督信仰的独特性、真实性跟超越性。
This good news is what makes the gospel so unique.
这个福音是跟其他的是别的宗教所没有的。
This gospel is in no other religion.
只有耶稣基督是道成肉身，神成为人。
Only Jesus is the Word become flesh, God became man.
也只有耶稣基督为罪人而死。
Only Jesus died for the sinners.
也只有耶稣基督从死里复活。
Only Jesus rose from the dead.
这是别的宗教所没有的。
This is in no other religion.
所以我们才会说我们所信的是独一的真神。
So we say that we believe in the only true God.
那弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣基督降生是为了什么？
Why did Jesus come to earth?
我要告诉你们两个 S 跟两个 G。
There are two S and two G.
那第一个 S 呢，就是 seek man， 就是寻找人。
First is to seek man.
神是爱，他创造了人作为他爱的对象。
God is love, and He created humans to be the object of His love.
可惜始祖亚当跟夏娃被造之后，接受了魔鬼的诡计。
Regrettably, after Adam and Eve were created, they were deceived by Satan.
违背了神当初造人的美意。
And they went against God's plan for creating man.
结果他们从神的恩典中坠落。
The result was they fell from God's grace.
导致跟神隔绝，成为失丧的人。
They became separated and lost.
可是神爱世人的心从来没有改变。
But God's love for man did not change.
他主动地差遣独生爱子耶稣降生到这个世上，成为人的样子。
He sent His only begotten Son to the earth to become human.
他来是寻找失丧的人。
In order to seek the lost.
主耶稣说
，Jesus said,
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost.
我们都是因为罪而成为失丧的人。
We have all become lost because of sin.
我们说我们在找神，实际上神在寻找我们。
We say we seek God, but actually He is seeking us.
第二个 S 就是 save man， 就是拯救人。
The second is to save man.
基督降世不是来享受。
Jesus came not to enjoy life.
乃是来替我们罪人受死。
But to die for our sins.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
按人的标准，你可能是没有罪。
According to human standards, you may not be a sinner.
但是看神看的是人的内在动机、思想跟态度。
But what God sees is our attitude and our selfishness.
那就像我们的骄傲跟我们的自私，还有淫念。
It's like pride, selfishness, and lust.
还有我们的那个贪心、嫉妒跟鄙弃
，greed, jealousy, and anger，
这些在神的眼里都是罪。
These are all sins in God's eyes.
公义的神虽然恨恶罪，但他也是爱的神。
The righteous God hates sin, but He loves sinners.
所以他差遣他的爱子耶稣来到这个世上。
So he sent his beloved son into the world.
所以保罗说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
So Paul said Christ came to earth to save sinners.
这就是主耶稣基督降生的目的。
This was the reason for Jesus' birth.
那第二个，第一个 G 就是 give life, gives life, 就赐生命。
The third is to give life.
我们这边已经到第三个，哦耶。神知道人生的有限跟心灵的苦痛。
God knows our limitations and our pains.
就为我们预备了耶稣基督的救恩。
He prepared salvation of Jesus Christ.
圣经很清楚地讲到，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life."
神的独生爱子耶稣
，the God's only beloved Son Jesus，
就是神赐给世人的圣诞礼物
，is the Christmas present for man。
叫一切信而接受基督做救主的人罪得赦免。
So that all those who receive Jesus as their Savior can have their sins forgiven.
而且得到新的生命，并享有一个永生的福分。
And to have a new life and have eternal blessings.
我们只要诚心相信，接受神白白的礼物。
As long as we sincerely receive this free gift from God.
我们就可以成为上帝的儿女。
We can become child of God.
就像约翰福音第一章十二节所说的，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
In John, it says, "To those who receive Him, who believed in His name."
那他就赐他们权柄做上帝的儿女。
He gave them the right to become children of God.
那第四个 G 呢，就 gives peace， 就是给平安。
The fourth is to give peace.
当牧羊人听到关乎万民的大好消息的时候，
When the shepherds heard the good news for all men,
忽然有一大堆的天兵跟天使从天上的世界高声赞美神说，
Suddenly a great heavenly host praised God in the sky.
他说在至高之处荣耀归给神，归于神。
Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace with whom he is well pleased.
这个表明基督降世成为人的目的很清楚。
This gives us the clear mission of Jesus coming to become man.
就是归荣耀与至高的真神。
Is to bring glory to the highest God.
第二个是带平安给信靠他的人。
And bring peace to those who believe in him.
事实上基督降生之前，
Before Jesus was born.
以赛亚先知早就宣告耶稣来的使命。
Isaiah prophesied the mission.
他说：“因有一个婴孩为我们而生
，For a child will be born to us.
有一子赐给我们
，A son will be given to us.
政权必担在他的肩头上
，And the government will rest upon his shoulders.
他的名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。”
And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
从耶稣的名字，我们就可以知道他来做什么。
From these names of Jesus, we knew why he came to earth.
他的名字叫做奇妙测试。
His name is Wonderful Counselor.
是指耶稣那不平凡、杰超，就是难以形容的特质。
It talks about the superior.And unique nature of Jesus.
那他的降生有很多的奇妙。
His birth has many wonderful things.
就像他是由童贞女玛利亚所生。
Such as the virgin birth.
那第二个，他有东方的博士向他朝拜。
And then wise men coming from the east to worship him.
天使为他报佳音。
The angels proclaiming good news.
有一颗星做一个记号。
And the star of Bethlehem.
他是万王之王。
He is the King of Kings.
切生在马槽里。
Yet was born in a manger.
你说很奇怪吧
？Isn't this strange?
今天基督徒的生命也是很奇妙。
Today the Christian's transformation is also amazing.
今天基督徒能够很平安喜乐，而且生命很丰盛。
Today Christians can have peace and joy and full.
不是因为基督徒努力改造的结果。
This is not because we work hard to change ourselves.
也不是因为我们多多行善的原因。
It's not because we do many good works.
而是因着主耶稣基督奇妙的大能跟作为。
It's because of Jesus' wonderful power and his works.
十字架的拯救在世人看来是愚拙的。
The salvation of the cross for the world is foolishness.
但是在主看来是一个有智慧的。
But for God is the wisdom.
因为十字架的死满足了神的公义跟慈爱的要求。
Because the death on the cross satisfied God's requirement for righteousness.
第二个名字叫做全能的神。
Second, the Almighty God.
为我们降生在马槽的婴孩耶稣不仅是奇妙。
The baby that was born in the manger was not only wonderful.
而且奇妙地彰显了神的智慧。
Exhibiting God's wisdom.
也显明了他是一个全能的神。
And that he manifested his almighty God.
他本有神的形象，却降卑成为奴仆的形象。
That he was in the form of God, but he became human.
他纯
is a slave.
他存心顺服以至于死。
He was obedient to death.
而且死在十字架上。
To death on the cross.
但是神将他升为至高。
But God raised him up.
而且赐给他那超乎万民之上的名
，gave him a name that's above all names.
他是人也是神
，he is God and also human.
所以他能够把神的全能彰显出来
，so he can show exhibit the mighty power of God.
论到主耶稣的时候，保罗这样子说
，speaking of Jesus, Paul said,
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
For from him and through him and unto him are all things.
那第三个另外一个名字叫做永在的父。
The third is the everlasting father.
世上的父亲都有不完美的地方。
No human fathers are perfect.
而且他们所能给的、所能做的也是有帮有限。
What they can do, what they can help is limited.
他们都会经历生老病死。
They will all age, become sick and die.
但是主的同在是无限量的。
But God's presence is without limit.
讲到耶稣的降生。
Speaking of Jesus' birth.
以赛亚也说。
Isaiah said.
必有同你怀孕生子人，要称他的名为以马内利。
Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and he and she shall call his name Emmanuel.
主耶稣基督降生就是要与人同在同住。
Jesus coming is to be with man.
不是一时的同在，而是每时每刻的同在。
Not only for a short time, but for every moment.
而且是一直到永远的同在。
And to be with us forever.
今天的世界上一直都在寻求和平。
Today's world is looking for peace.
然而人要的和平变得越来越遥远。
But the peace that men are seeking seems to be growing more distant.
但是耶稣基督来了。
But Jesus came.
他用他在十字架上的牺牲拆毁了彼此之间的隔阂跟冤仇。
Through his sacrifice on the cross, he broke down the barrier and enmity between us.
从之彼此为仇的，现在就没有了。
Those who were enemies have reconciled.
因为因着耶稣基督成为和睦。
Because of Jesus, we are unified.
这就是保罗说的。
And this is what Paul said.
借着耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血，成就了和平。
And through him to reconcile things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross.
然后便借着他叫万有，无论是地上、天上的，都跟自己和好了。
And I say, whether things on earth or in heaven, all things will be reconciled.
主耶稣基督来，不仅是拯救我们。
Jesus came not only to save us.
而且带领我们重新跟天父上帝的关系复合。
But to reconcile us to God.
神人和好了。
After God and humans are reconciled,
那人跟人之间的平安才有可能。
Then can we have peace with man?
耶稣来就是要给人平安。
Jesus came to give peace to man.
这就是圣诞节的大好消息。
This is the great news of Christmas.
几千年来历史上永垂不朽的人物只有拿撒勒人耶稣基督。
Since the dawn of history, the only immortal person is Jesus of Nazareth.
他只活了33年。
He only lived 33 years.
他工作了三年半。
His ministry was about 3.5 years.
他没有写过一本书。
He never wrote a book.
也没有做过一张画。
Never painted a painting.
也没有带过一支军队。
Never led an army.
也没有组织过一个政党。
Never organized a political party.
但是很奇妙的是，有关耶稣基督的书比任何的书还多。
But amazingly, more books are written about him than any other books.
以耶稣为题材的艺术品
and the artwork concerning Jesus,
包括图画、音乐跟雕刻
including paintings, music composition, and statues,
比任何的艺术品还要多
far exceeds any other artwork.
而两千年来跟随他的人
in the 2,000 years, his followers,
也比跟随任何的军事跟政治的领袖多得多。
Far exceeded any followers of military or political leaders.
苏格拉底教导人40年。
Socrates taught for 40 years.
柏拉图教导人50年。
Plato taught 50 years.
亚里士多德教导人40年。
Aristotle 40 years.
可是耶稣教导人不到4年。
Jesus taught less than 4 years.
然而基督短暂的服事影响了整个世界。
But Christ's influence far exceeded any other person.
而且远远地超过世上许许多多的伟人。
And exceeded any great persons in history.
所以让我们想想看。
So let's think about it.
如果耶稣基督没有降生到这个世界上。
If Jesus never came.
这个世界会怎么样？
What would this world be like?
耶稣有跟没有降生在世界上是一个很严肃的假设。
If we assume he never came, that's very serious.
他是真实跟虚假，不只是关系到你我的存在。
Whether it's true or false has a lot to do with us.
也关系到整个世界的命运。
And it has to do with the fate of the world.
如果主耶稣基督没有降生在这个世界。
If Jesus never came to this world.
你的生命会怎么样？
What will your fate be?
我自己也想过。
I thought about it.
如果主耶稣基督没有降生到这个世上，
If Jesus never came to this world,
我们今天早上没有圣诞崇拜，
We will not have our Christmas service this morning.
我们今天教会的任何的聚会都没有意思。
All our church meetings will be meaningless.
我自己也不可能会做传道人。
I will not be a preacher.
如果耶稣只是虚过的一个故事，
If Jesus was only an imaginary story,
那表示耶稣没有出现在历史的舞台上。
It means Jesus never appeared on the stage of human history.
如果主耶稣基督没有来到世上，
If Jesus did not come to earth,
基督徒在世界上是最虚伪的团体。
Christianity will be a sham organization.
也是世界上最可怜、最没有盼望的一群人。
And the Christians will be most pitied without hope.
当然，商人也没有生意可以做。
Of course, the merchants will have less business.
世人也不会为了圣诞树、圣诞卡、圣诞架、圣诞大餐、圣诞晚会、圣诞礼物而忙忙碌碌。
And people will not bustle over Christmas cards, Christmas holiday dinners and parties.
基督徒更不可能会有圣诞崇拜。
And Christians will not have Christmas service.
更悲惨的是什么呢？
What is the most tragic thing?
如果耶稣基督没有降生到这个世上，
If Jesus never came to earth,
我们永远不明白神造世界的目的。
We will never understand why God created this world.
人也永远不知道生命的意义跟生命的价值是什么。
Humans will not understand the meaning of life.
假如主耶稣基督没有来到这个世上，
If Jesus did not come to this earth,
整个世界活在黑暗、混乱、痛苦跟绝望中。
The entire world will be in darkness, chaos, pain and hopelessness.
但是我们要感谢赞美上帝。
But we need to thank and praise God.
因为神在历史中的掌权跟他奇妙的作为。
Because God is sovereign in history and he has wonderful works.
就是从耶稣基督的身上得到完全的实现。
That throughChrist was manifested fully.
圣诞节来了。
Christmas came.
你们最先想到的是什么？
What is the first thing you think about?
大部分的小朋友会一口同声的说圣诞礼物。
Most children will say Christmas presents.
这个很不稀奇，这个是没有什么稀奇的。
This is not unusual.
大家都要圣诞礼物。
Everybody wants Christmas presents.
许多父母也因为圣诞礼物而烦恼。
Parents are troubled over Christmas presents.
就像我家里的那个孙子啊，现在比较懂，刚刚快懂事的有四个了。
Just like my grandchildren, all four of them are starting to know what's going on.
大孙子已经快七岁了，然后呢，一直到现在还有那个还没有两，还才十一个月的那个不算啊。
The oldest one is 7, all the way to 11 months.
那他们四个跟我说他们要圣诞礼物是什么，你知道吗？
So they told me they want a Christmas presents.
大概你们都没有想过啊。
Do you know what they want?
他们都要跟我讲说，阿公，我要的是那个钓鱼竿。
They said I want fishing poles.
每一个人都要像阿公一样喜欢钓鱼啊。
Everybody wants to be like grandfather to fish.
他们需要圣诞礼物。
They need Christmas presents.
但是圣诞节不是庆祝我们的生日，
But Christmas is not celebrating our birthday.
而是欢庆耶稣基督的生日，
But to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
那么得到礼物的应当是给谁呢？
So who should get the present?
应该是给耶稣而不是我们。
Should be for Jesus and not for us.
当神的选民处在历史上最黑暗、最没有盼望的时候，
When God's chosen people were facing the darkest time in their history,
神借着他的使者先告诉我，
God through his messenger,
不要惧怕，
do not be afraid.
我报给你们大喜的信息，
I bring you good news of great joy.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，
In the city of David, a savior has been born for you.
就是主基督，
Christ the Lord.
那真是人类历史上最伟大的一个夜晚。
That was the greatest night in human history.
自从基督降生以来，直到今天，
From the time of Jesus' birth until today,
在普世万主万民中，
Among the people of the world,
有许许多多的人都在传扬这个奇妙无比的佳音。
They were countless people proclaiming this good news.
他们一直在传递这个好消息。
They are spreading this good news.
圣诞节是我们向神感恩的节日。
Christmas is the day for us to give thanks to God.
耶稣是神赐给人的爱的礼物。
Jesus is God's loved gift for us.
已经信主的要把握机会跟人分享福音。
Those who have believed needs to take the opportunity to share this gospel.
还没有信主的，你今天听了今天听了这个信息。
Those who have not received Christ, as you heard this message,
我要向你挑战，你愿意接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主吗？
I want to challenge you. Are you willing to receive Jesus as your Savior?
你可能每一年都听过有关耶稣基督的福音。
You probably heard the gospel year by year.
那你曾经听过人向你传的福音
，and you heard other people sharing the gospel with you。
可是今年的2020年
，this is 2020。
你要抓住那个机会
，you need to take the opportunity。
因为我们不知道明天将发生什么
，we do not know what will happen tomorrow。
为什么不早趁着今天接受耶稣基督的救恩？
Why don't you take the opportunity today to receive the salvation of Jesus?
这个大信息是为你跟我的。
This great news is for you and I.
你要让他成为你的喜乐跟平安跟盼望吗？
You want him to be your joy and hope and peace?
你要接受主。
You need to receive him.
求神赐给你们一个今年有不一样的一个圣诞节。
May God give you a different Christmas this year.
我也代表我们全家，还有我们所有的教会，恭贺大家圣诞节快乐。
I want to represent my whole family and the church to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
而且是荣耀归给神。
May God, glory go to God.
愿神赐福大家。
May God bless everyone.
有一个难忘的圣诞节。
To have a unforgettable Christmas.
你想想看。
Think about it.
假如主耶稣基督没有降生。
If Jesus never came to earth.
你想过吗？
Did you ever think about it?
愿神赐福您。
May God bless you.